Hi everybody, this is Bill Ward and welcome to my website billward.com. I wanted to check in with you and leave you a little audio message prior to me leaving to go to play with Black Sabbath in Europe and also prior to doing the Ozfest in the United States with the Sabs. I wrote a few pages which I'd like to read to you. And I hope you enjoy what I have to say, and I hope that you know, where as you're listening to this today, that you are in good health and in good spirits. And I'll just go ahead and read the pages off as I wrote them a few days ago. Okay, so here goes. Today's date is the 21st of April. And I'm getting prepared to leave for the UK. I'm going to leave on April the 29th from Los Angeles and head over to London. I'm going early to get on to the UK European time and also to get some time with my family in England. I tend to get jet-lagged whenever I fly east, and so I want to make sure that I'm on regular European time by the time it's time to rehearse. And as I said, I'm going to try and spend some time with my family in England. In May, Sabbath will start rehearsals, and I hope that this year we'll be able to do some new things. I think everyone wants that, including the band. I hope we'll come up with a tight kick-ass show for you. I'm sure we will. I'm looking forward to the tours very much, and my only regret is that Sabbath won't be playing smaller venues across Britain and Europe. I can appreciate not everyone has the money to get to the Donington or Athens or Prague concerts, and for those of you who are missing out, then maybe we'll meet another time. Who knows? Things work out oddly sometimes. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. And in the meantime, I'm sorry that you missed the show. I've started drum rehearsals recently. I'm getting the dust blown off my bones. I only play drums with Sabbath, and Sabbath don't play all the time. So we've not playing regularly. My muscles detone, if you like, and my body gets out of shape. I feel pretty strong though. I live next to the ocean and I walk on sand 6 miles a day. I get my legs strong. Also, I do stamina walks, and those are 10.5 mile walks. And I go along a little pathway that's near the ocean. So it's really picturesque, and there's lots of fresh air. And when it's raining, because we do it in all weathers, when it's raining, it gets real cold and I get soaking wet. But, you know, it's good. It's endurance, you know, and I think that those are things that you need to have when you play drums in Black Sabbath. You got to have endurance and you got to, you know, be able to have stamina and things like that. So here at home in Southern California, we've had tons of rain in the last few months, wind and cold temperatures. The rugged weather, I think, feel has helped me to shape up, and I try to have enough stamina per day that would equal a 1 hour and 10 minute Sabbath show. For instance, a 10.5 mile walk and 100 push-ups is about right for 1 hour show with the Sabs. I do these exercises each week, day in and day out, because stamina is my most important tool for playing, and everything else I'm constantly learning. Let me see. I'm looking forward to walking with Tony. When we're on tour, and have recently, over the last few years, Tony and I have started to walk, and we both walk anyway. But what I mean by that is we go out and we walk together, and you know, we spend time together. Last year we did some great walks. One of our favourite walks being, of course, through Central Park. And we usually try to put in about 6 or 7 miles in an average walk. You know, this year I'm equally looking forward to our walking through Europe tour. So we'll be doing that. And, of course, we'll be, you know, enjoying walks throughout the different cities in the United States. We like to put in several miles every day. It's also a good time for us to relax and to discuss the show, which is what we usually do. We usually, you know, if we played a show, we'll talk about the show, how it was, you know, how can we improve. One of the things for me is I'm never content or at any kind of resting place with my drumming. So I'm always looking for a way that I can improve something, tighten something up. And often, like I said earlier, when I'm out walking with Tony, we kind of go over things and we'll discuss how to make things tighter or sound better. Let me see. Whenever we do a show, I always try to bring my very best to the show every single night. I try to bring 110% of me, fully focused, you know, totally there on stage. I can't really enjoy a show unless I do that, unless I put my entire body, physical self into it, and until I, you know, let myself completely go and get real crazy up there with my playing. I don't enjoy it if I can't do that. I guess it's like having a complete orgasm or something, but it's actually a very physical and a very emotional and mental time as well, I guess. And I need to be fulfilled when I come off the stage. I need to go, you know what, I did a real good show tonight and I know it, and I need to know that I felt like I kicked ass. And those are the feelings that I like to come away from, knowing that you guys enjoyed the show and knowing that I enjoyed the show as well. And, you know, knowing that our band, just totally rocked that night. I think Ozzy just blows me away. And I've recently, you know, since he had that car accident, not the car accident, the bike accident, I believe it was... it's been, 18 months now, or over 18 months maybe. The way that he's been on stage, the way that he is physically, and the way that he is singing now, you know, because he's not smoking cigarettes, you know, and he hasn't smoked for quite some time. I think that he's just doing phenomenally well. I mean, I'm just looking at it from an inside point of view. I mean, most of you guys out there probably think he's, you know, great and, you know, he's, you know, fantastic and all of that. I look at it slightly different. He's my, you know, friend of mine, and, you know, and I've seen him in good and bad times. And on stage last year, I thought he was an absolute inspiration. His singing was just absolutely spot on, really good, and just his physical well-being. To come out of a, you know, a crash like he was in, smashing up his bones and his body, and then just to turn it round, man, and get right back on the stage, that takes a lot of courage, as far as I'm concerned. And he's a strong guy, you know. So I can't wait to rock out with him, and you know, just but just I'm so excited about it. Of course, I have another partner in crime in the Sabs, and that's Geezer. He's the mainstay, backbone, orchestrated mother who just gets better all the time. His bass is so wide and so open, and he leaves me lots of room to go in and out of, and he keeps me on my toes, you know. And it's just a pleasure. It's just a pleasure and an honour to be on the same stage as Geez. And we've been together a long, long time, you know. We've been together since, I think we were 17, 18 years old. So, you know, and I'm 57 this May. So how long is that? That's a long time. 40 years. 40 years, you know, been with Geez. So that's a long time, you know, of playing things together and stuff. So anyway, let me see. I think Geez is just the best, you know. I love playing drums when he's playing bass, and there's definitely much to look forward to with Geezer. These past couple of months, I've been pretty busy packing, cleaning up stuff that's important to take care of before I leave. We're hoping to get more Bill Ward merch out this year. Plug, plug. I put my lyrics and some of our songs on the back of the shirts that we're hoping to sell as merchandise. I might take that idea further. I'm hoping the merch thing will move forward and expand. Also, I was hoping to have a record deal by now. Unfortunately, the company that we were hoping that we might be able to spend time with, they couldn't handle taking us on. They had their reasons. So that's okay. You know what? There's lots of record companies and we will move on until we find a home for our album Beyond Aston. And so we'll just keep, plugging away. Alas, right now, we don't have a deal. So I don't have an album probably coming out this year anytime soon. Blah, blah, blah. It would have been trippy, however, to have my CD available this year, because as I'm sure everybody knows, Tony has a CD available. Ozzy's got a great compilation set. And Geezer's got that incredible album that he's just come out with, Homework. And so it would have been nice to have had, kind of my album as well, kind of out there. But you know what? I guess we'll save the best till last. So, anyway, just kidding. At some point, you know, I'm hoping that our album will come out. So, let me see. Where else are we? I made some notes, so I'm kind of reading from my notes. This summer, no sweat. Beyond Aston, we'll find a home. And will be completed. Besides, I guess it's God's way of saying, I actually wrote this, guys. Besides, I guess it's God's way of saying the best, saving the best for last. So there you go. I thought of it and then I actually said it as well. I've heard all the other guys' stuff. I think it's all really good. I think GZR really sticks out. It's a great album. And speaking of albums, I think that the Sabbath album is back on, which would be great because we're better now than we were before, and I really believe that. I think Black Sabbath is playing better now than what it did when we were kids, and I'm glad that it's back on. I'm glad that we're all moving into some writing and going to go forward on doing a Sabbath album. Anyway, having said that, Ozfest is coming, and what a great lineup this year. When I first saw the lineup, I realised I was a fan of 50% of the bands. We play them all regularly on our radio show, which is Rock 50. Each month, these bands kick ass: Shadows Fall, In Flames, totally impressive hardcore metal. So. For me, I'm really, really looking forward to getting up there, seeing Soil work, and I think Killswitch Engage are playing. The Haunted, I think, are playing. I'm just really going off the top of my head right now. So I'm really looking forward to seeing these bands play. And, of course, Rob Zombie's playing as well. So I'm definitely, wanting to see Rob again. And, I love the band, love his band. And, of course, we've got Iron Maiden as well. I haven't seen Iron Maiden for years, and I'm sure that that's going to be a great show. Bruce Dickinson and all the guys. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing all the new drummers in the newer bands, the real hardcore metal bands. These drummers are just fantastic, and I like to spend time with them and, say hi. I don't like... I'm not aloof or anything. I'm pretty much available around the Ozfest sites, And so I try to spend time with hanging out with other drummers and, watching how they play. It's great. I have a blast. I really, really enjoy the Ozfest concerts, and I can thank Sharon for that. So thanks, Sharon, for everything that you've given me in the way of opportunities, and also what you've given to all the people that come to the Ozfest. I think it's fantastic. Okay, moving on. Let me see. Where do I want to go? On my radio show between May and September, we're featuring all the Ozfest bands. There were, of course, some bands I didn't know, but this past few weeks I've been playing their CDs, so I'm getting to know them. Because I'm touring also, I front-loaded the May, June, July, August, September and October shows. And they're all, you know, they're just going to be pre-recorded. I did pre-recorded drop-ins. The actual shows will go out live on the day, but my my actual drop-ins were pre-recorded these last few weeks here in Los Angeles. Let me see. There's a couple of bands I want to mention out of the really new bands. I think Arch Enemy is my favourite band out of the newer bands. I think they're great, and I can't wait to see them. We're going to be playing two of Arch Enemy's songs on the August the 27th show, so listen up for that. Bury Me an Angel and Dark Insanity are the tracks we're going to play. I think their presence, their audio presence is formidable. Other bands I'm hoping to see are Soil Work. I've already mentioned those guys. I've liked this band since I first heard them, and we play them regularly on our show at Rock 50. Also, regulars on our show are Killswitch Engage. I think they're powerful, they're tight. All these bands I'm mentioning have dynamic, incredible drummers, such good drummers. Their playing is beyond, and they're making new sounds, and as far as I'm concerned, they're making new roads to the future. So that's how I see these bands. I mentioned seeing Rob Zombie again. It's going to be great. Zach Wilde, of course, with Black Label. I look forward to seeing Zach and the guys. And I've already mentioned seeing Iron Maiden. I hope they have a good time, and I'm sure they will, and it'll be great to see them. To all the bands on Ozfest this year, I salute you and I look forward to hearing you. To the Haunted, also regulars on our show, to As I Lay Dying, check out The Distance is Darkness by this band. It's total insanity. So to all of you guys and ladies, fucking rock and roll. okay, that's got my heart rate up. I think it's got my heart rate up. Yep, it's my heart rate up. I guess that's about it for those of you in recovery out there this year. Stay strong, lead with your weaknesses. And for those of you who intend to be fucked up at the show, don't die. Have fun, but don't die. And, you know, be careful with the driving and everything, you know. Give it to somebody that ain't got the booze in them, man, because, you know, it's just going to get you into trouble and give you a lot of hassles and a lot of problems. So I know I'm just speaking for myself. I went through that, you know. I lost my British driver's license with three strikes, and I'd only had it about a year when I was 16 years old. And that was from the booze, man. You know, I mean, I screwed up so much that they took my license off me, period. And I've never gotten one back, actually. So anyway, that's just me. So I just feel a bit passionate towards the drunken drivers, you know. Try not to get killed out there. And I just hope everybody's going to have a great time. In conclusion of my brief message for the summer, tonight the waves are calm. I can hear the waves, you know, from our house, and you know, when we're sleeping at night, we can hear the ocean crashing on the shore. I light candles up. We have lots of lamps in the house, and I like to light candles outside if the wind's not blowing too hard. And we put them on our porch, and it's kind of nice when the ocean's just crashing on the shore and the candles are burning. I always light the candles for those at sea and for those travelling either by air or otherwise. No matter what your circumstances, and I humbly chant that you will receive daily contentment and daily joy in your life. And at night, place your head upon whatever you've been chosen to call bed. And of course, that lyric came from Light Up the Candles, which was on the original Ward One Along the Way album. But I like to light the candles for those suffering, and you know, when I do that, I'm not thinking about me, I'm thinking about them. And I have enough respect for the sea today, having been on the sea a number of times in my life, to know the kind of damage that it can do. I think once you have been at sea and you've been in a 40-foot, 50-foot wave at night, or 40 and 50-foot waves at night, you get an instant respect for the sea. So I light my candles and I go about my way, and that's what I do. So anyway, you know what, I'm going to finish My Heart and Shine. Signing off, this is Bill Ward, and let's have a great time. Okay, take care.